This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. AT&T is expanding south of the border into Mexico. The telecom giant has bought two Mexican mobile carriers, and that is putting AT&T in the path of one of the world's richest men, the telecom mogul Carlos Slim. He owns Mexico's one dominant mobile phone company. Sam Harnett reports.
It takes Diego Sepulveda about 5 minutes to walk from his apartment in Mexico City to a cell tower. But at home, Sepulveda says he gets no reception.
I live 3 blocks away from this tower where I'm supposed to get the best signal in Mexico City, and I have no signal.
Sepulveda thinks Mexico has poor service because Carlos Slim has no real competition. Back in 1990, Mexico privatized the telecom industry, and Slim's conglomerate bought most of it up. Today, the billionaire controls about 70% of the mobile phone market. Now, AT&T hopes to win over customers like Sepulveda. For the first time, there are AT&T ads on Mexican TV.
Porque nos encanta reírnos.
AT&T plans to spend $3 billion to reach 100 million Mexicans by 2018. Mexico is a growing market compared to the more saturated U.S., says Judith Mariscal. She's a telecommunications professor in Mexico City.
You know, the market demand for service, the amount of potential customers is growing very, very fast.
And Mexico's government is trying to give consumers more choice. It recently passed regulations encouraging foreign investment and competition. The reforms aim to get Slim's market control below 50%. That's why AT&T is investing now, says Eli Noam. He directs Columbia University's Institute for Teleinformation.
I think the door is wide open for AT&T to double its market share.
Up to about 20%. But Noam says the media is hyping this up as a battle between AT&T and billionaire Carlos Slim.
He actually would like to have a relatively friendly competitor.
Like AT&T, which, by the way, used to be an investor in Slim's company. But if AT&T starts taking too much of the pie, Noam says you can expect Slim to stop playing nice. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.